Children's author Michael Buckley has spent a lot of time thinking about bullies. He's the best-selling author of the Nerds series, which features a bunch of nerdy kids who deal with bullies during the school day and moonlight as top-secret superheroes the rest of the time. And he frames American education policy this way.
How hard it must be to be a teacher in the United States. Every 4 years, some new knucklehead gets elected and then tells everybody that they're doing their job completely wrong, and we're going to have to fix the whole educational system. So every 4 years, I think writers for children have to evolve a little bit too.
Buckley says the Common Core emphasis on nonfiction in particular is changing the expectations of children's writers.
Fiction is the bread and butter of most of us, and now they want us to write nonfiction, which I don't know how I'm going to do that.
And that's not his only concern.
What I fear is that we're so dedicated to making testing the priority, and that books and the love of books, there's just no time for it.
Good storytelling is good storytelling.
Sheila Keenan says she tries not to think too much about the classroom policies when she writes. Keenan is the author of a new graphic novel for kids called Dogs of War. It's about the relationships between soldiers and dogs during World War I and II and the Vietnam War. It's fiction, but she did a lot of research to make sure it was historically accurate.
I think it kind of straddles some of the intents of Common Core in a way that kids really like, because, you know, a lot of kids like war stories, adventure stories, and it has all that to it, but it also has a good deal of information in it.
She also has reservations about all the new standards.
I just wish there were no rules about it. It's like, let kids read whatever they want to read. Often I've talked to kids and they'll say, oh, I have to read, you know, 16 pages tonight. I'm like, who reads a book by 16 pages? Nobody. I think the joy of reading has to come first.
Sherman Alexie is also passionate about letting kids read whatever they connect with. He's the author of a number of books, including the best-selling young adult novel, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian. It won a National Book Award, and in a few places, it's been banned.
Percival Everett, a writer, always says that if you're getting banned, then you're offending the right monsters.
Which monsters are those?
Repressive, conservative, religious freaks who want to control everybody's reading material, not just their children's.
Even Georgia Congressman John Lewis feels unsatisfied with his colleagues who make education policy.
I wish the politicians would spend more time in the classroom. We would be better politicians, better political leaders, if we just spend a little more time with children.
Lewis is on a book tour for March, his graphic novel for kids. He co-wrote the story about his experiences as a leader in the civil rights movement. March is the March on Washington. Lewis says when he was a young man, it was a comic book, the Montgomery story, that changed his life.
I am the person that I am today because of the stories of people coming together in a peaceful, organized fashion to stand up and fight for what they believed in.
Lewis hopes his writing can have that kind of effect on a whole new generation. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.